can call on me. You 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 can call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat high.
So what we were saying was congratulations on everything you have going on. Congratulations with your partnership with Revolt, your show on Revolt. That's dope. How you feeling about that?
Yes, thank you. I feel great. I mean, it's been a work in progress for some time. I mean, I feel like I'm still just getting started in the industry, even though I've had a lot of success and I'm having fun with the show. I'm having fun figuring out how to perfect it. I mean, you know, we've put some new things in place. Like, I only want to shoot during the daytime. We've been catching a lot of people when we can catch them, you know, and sometimes at night, sometimes at day. But I really want to just perfect the experience for our audience. And I'm excited for all the interviews to come.
For sure. So as a media mogul, what advice do you have for people that's trying to step into your lane to kind of do what you do?
I mean, I really feel like there's enough lane out here for everybody. I just launched Media Millionaires Unlocked, which is at MediaMillionaires.com. And it gives everybody the A through Z on how to really get started and get the footing that I was able to build at Hollywood Unlocked, do it for themselves. I mean, the one thing that I always tell people, especially people of color, is that freedom is really in finding and forming your own business and being able to create your own free enterprise. We started Hollywood Unlocked. I started Hollywood Unlocked from $100 in an Instagram and a website. And we recently announced our valuation at $50 million. And that just took a lot of hard work, a lot of strategic moves, and a lot of relationship building. And most times people don't have all the skills or have all the know-how right away. But, you know, if you have relationships and you have the passion, desire to really learn and invest in your learning, you know, especially by getting our course, then you'll be able to really figure it out for yourself.
For sure. Now, you know, in this line of work, right, you have to report the news and everybody might not like the news. So has there ever been a situation to where you reported something and somebody like got unrealistically upset with you about it?
Yeah, I mean, recently when I co-hosted The Breakfast Club, I talked about, you know, the run-in with Odell Beckham, and we've grown out of that situation, you know, but Odell had, you know, he wasn't happy with something that we did. I'm sure there's a lot of people that don't like the stories that we tell, but ultimately we're just a reflection of what's happening, whether it's we see it or we hear it or people report it or, you know, it's already being reported. And most of the times, I would say 80% of the times, we're sharing what's out there on the internet. So it's not like, you know, I'm out telling everybody's business. I have a lot of friends who happen to be famous and they trust me because I have integrity. But ultimately, if I don't have a relationship with the person, or if I do have a relationship or don't, and the news is the news, it's the people that I have a relationship with that participate and make it easier for me to tell the story because I can have a more well-balanced approach versus somebody I don't know who doesn't want to have the relationship and I just have to tell it like it is.
How was it moving in the industry, you know, when certain people may perceive you as someone who's asking questions that they don't want to answer, you know? So typically people will say like that's messy. So like how would you move around in the industry, like knowing that people may look at you in that way? Or how did you move past that?
Yeah, I mean, they've been throwing that word around messy for a long time. I mean, a lot of these people's lives are messy, just like mine is messy. If I follow you around 24 hours a day, there's shit that you're doing that you don't want people to know.
Thanks.
And there's shit that I do that I want people to know. And I choose not to put all my shit on social media. I choose not to go out in the streets and be sloppy. I choose not to send messages to people that I don't want out. I choose not to be in relationships, but then fucking on strippers. You know, I or other people, I live my life out in the open. So what you see is what you get. And I live in my truth and I'm very open about everything that I do. And, you know, but I also understand that, you know, we work in an industry where a lot of people are controlled by mainstream and controlled by consumer products and controlled by brand deals and labels and networks. And they're just afraid to live out their true authentic self. And that's unfortunate. But I really feel like we're the balance between what people see and what people don't see. And, you know, I've been successful at building a business out of it. I don't care if they throw the messy word around. I think the people that respect what I do and like what I do and have respected my hustle, support me. And ultimately, it's quality over quantity. I'm not trying to please the whole world. I really focus on pleasing the people that support me and just deliver for them.
So Jason Lee can sleep at night. He don't care about what people saying, how you feel. I said what I said. I'm going to bed.
Oh, I sleep very well at night, very comfortably, and I don't lose a night's sleep. You know, the things that I lose sleep over is how do I help my community? How do I use my platform more responsibly? How do I expand globally? How do I continue to create and innovate? How do I get better at my own stuff? That's the stuff I lose sleep over. I don't lose sleep over people's opinions or the comments or whatever. And I just started journaling too. And journaling has been really important for me because I'm able to get my thoughts out to myself in my own private time in a way that allows me space to be honest without being judged. And, you know, although the judgment doesn't bother me, you know, there are times where I do have to be vulnerable to myself so that way I can talk through or write through my own thoughts and become a better person.
Okay, so some people may not know like what you do for the community. So can you just elaborate like what do you do for the community, what you have done for the community?
Yeah, I mean, there's different layers to that, right? So on one layer for the Black media community, I'm very much an advocate for Black brands and Black media outlets, Black journalists, Black storytellers. I've been very visible in all of my interviews, speaking out against the bias or the classism or sometimes racism on the red carpets. I've used my voice to advocate getting other outlets in the spaces they may not have been able to get into, like the Grammys. I became a member of the Recording Academy on the professional side to help build a bridge between media outlets that want to get access to the Grammys. I recently had coffee with the Vice President of the United States and invited the owners of the other Black media outlets, a very small group, to the table so we can have a conversation about new media and how independent media works outside the ecosystem of mainstream and how we want to build a better bridge to the first Black, first female vice president and tell her story better and to be able to connect our issues to her so she understands where she could be supportive. And then in terms of my hometown, I'm working with the mayor on a new initiative that we're launching, the I Am Ready initiative, which is going to focus on developing programs for Black and brown kids so that way they have creative outlets to be able to pursue their dreams in the midst of like a chaotic environment that most of our people find themselves in. And then just in terms of Black Lives Matter, I think really broadening the scope of what Hollywood Unlocked covers and making sure that Black lives matter in our content as well, that we share what's happening in the street. So, you know, we see what's in the news right now with Tyree, but there's also the kid Senzaya who hasn't had any justice, who's 13 years old and murdered by a white man. So, you know, I'm doing the work. I'm doing the work as a Black employer by hiring people of color, young women of color, you know, and I don't really focus on, you know, journalist degrees and how much, you know, who have you written for? It's just, do you have skill, talent? Are you hungry, passionate, loyal? Can you work hard? Can you learn, listen? Can you follow, take direction? Can you take ownership of your work? And, you know, do you want to see us be the best? I mean, that's really the job requirements to work for me. Of course, you have to be spelled right. You have to have experience in writing. And you have to, you know, but do you need to know people? We know everybody, so that's not necessarily the thing.
See, I can do all that, Jason. I'm telling you, look. Let me see my resume.
I'm glad you're mentioning opportunities for other people. Now, of course, the brand is called Hollywood Unlocked, but do you have ever have any plans of expanding into other major markets?
Yeah, I mean, I have team in Atlanta, I have team in New York, I have team in London, I have people here in LA. I mean, we're all over. But you know, again, Hollywood Unlocked really is the industry of Hollywood. The idea is peeling back Hollywood from an entertainment perspective. I mean, now we are expanding in Dubai. We're looking at expanding in Africa. And, you know, I'm going to London this month, well, in February to do some work out there. So, yeah, I mean, we have an expansion plan. But again, it's quality over quantity. And it's really about, you know, moving strategically. I don't add to my bottom line until I have, you know, more profit to support that. So we always look at making sure that we're balancing, you know, the budget and that we're, you know, moving responsibly.
For sure, for sure. Now I do have something I've been curious about for the longest. Last year you reported the story about the Queen before anybody, and then people tried to say came out, they tried to come out and say it wasn't true. Then a few months later, it ended up being true. So do you think that was a situation to where it was they wanted to delay it coming out and you just broke the story, or you know, were people just really hating on you in that moment?
You know, I don't know. I don't really invest in that. I mean, that was story was a while ago, and you know, I've talked about it, you know, ad nauseum at this point. And, you know, look, you know, do people want to cancel me? Of course, people want to cancel anybody who has a voice that has impact, that works outside the ecosystem of mainstream. I'm not controlled by any one person or party. I just got an email from my PR team, just the Blueface and Krishan episode where everybody says, oh my God, why'd you interview them on the Jason Lee show? We got what, 100, what is it, 136 million media impressions. Cardi B got over 4 billion. You know, we're out the gate almost both episodes, almost Cardi's at 1.4, 1.5 million. They're almost at 1 million. You know, we're doing well. And we shoot it all ourselves. We book it all ourselves. We produce it all ourselves. We own the show. We have a great partnership with our partners. And yeah, I mean, with somebody who has shows where they're spending millions of dollars and not having a fraction of the impact, be mad at that, I'm sure. But the greatest part about ownership is that I'm not a slave to any network or any news outlet or any body. I do what I want to do, and when I'm tired of doing it, I go do something else. And I just, and my audience, I just say shout out to my audience and shout out to all the other Black media outlets who support me, because they really do support my creative endeavors and decisions. When I'm tired of something and I no longer want to do it, they support that I'm gonna go do something else, and they always show up and support me. I'm gonna do something on social media about that, because I just thought about that. I have a great fan base, and they're very supportive.
Yeah. And you're always like, I listen to you on the Breakfast Club, and of course we see your interviews. You always maintain, like, you're very level-headed. You never let a situation get you riled up. But who's the most frustrating interview that you've ever had to, like, take part in?
I mean, I really look at every interview has been a privilege because they've all been a lesson to me. I don't lose it in an interview because, like, I'm exploring the person. I have clearly some interest in talking to them. I don't do gotcha interviews where I bring people in, set them up to have a spectacle, and then now we're fighting and now we're online. Like, I ain't got the type of energy for that. I'm too busy to be fighting online with anybody. And honestly, like, there's two ways, in my opinion, that you can grow. You can either partner with people or build really good relationships to really explore who they are and share in their platforms, or you could just outright attack people and all day have that kind of energy. And I really feel, and I'm an empath. I absorb other people's energy, and I'm an energy person. I really feel like if you intentionally put out negative energy, you're absolutely going to get it back. And so then why do you want to live in that all day long? I choose not to live in all that. And people get mad. I don't pay them no mind. I literally just be like, what's for lunch? But, you know, I haven't had a
Max.
guest where I said, oh my God, like, I hate this person. I have had interviews where I've said, I've learned that I'm not sharing my platform with this kind of person again, you know, because this just doesn't serve up my audience's appetite. But, you know, other than that, I haven't really, like, regretted anything.
Yeah. Okay. And you were able to drop the Rihanna baby pictures before anybody else. You obviously have a great relationship with her. The Super Bowl's around the corner. Do you have any insight? Do you know anything about this set list? What we can expect from Rihanna going into the Super Bowl?
I think at this point, Rihanna knows that I can barely keep a secret, although she knows I would never tell any of hers. But she's not even returning calls at this point. That girl's focused on her performance, which she should be. You know, I'm proud of her. I mean, I think the world is proud of her. I think that the world is happy to see her again. I've not been to the Super Bowl since Lady Gaga performed in Houston. That's the only way I can remember what that Super Bowl is, because I don't even watch football. I don't even know who played in that Super Bowl. I barely know who's playing in this Super Bowl, but them damn tickets were so expensive. I got me some really good seats right close to the field because I want to watch her perform. I'm going there to support her. It is the Rihanna Bowl. I don't care who wins or loses. Rihanna already won. So,
So
yeah, I mean, I'm
you
happy
leave it
for her.
right
I'm
after
happy that she's
halftime.
back.
Right.
For sure, man. You got anything else you
Well,
want to add?
I'm not gonna leave after halftime because the Super Bowl is it's electric. Like, the energy
It's
in
a
there is
party.
crazy. It's loud. It's fun. It's a party. Plus, I think Floyd Mayweather. I talked to him the other day. He's going, so he'll have a box. I'll go between my seats, his box. Then I'm gonna jump around to different boxes. But now I'm gonna go there and have a good time. And there's a bunch of parties. And so yeah, I'm excited to go. And it's gonna be in Phoenix. So I'm sure the weather will be warm.
For sure,
Yeah,
for sure.
I'm gonna be there. Lit.
I'm not gonna be there. Well, look, Jason,
Great.
we definitely appreciate you. We appreciate your contributions, your efforts, for Black media outlets like the JoJo and Big Homie Show, the Big Homie's House. And I know I speak for myself and JoJo Alonzo. We just say thank you for everything that you do for the Black media community.
Yeah. And thank you for just being
Unapologetically.
unapologetically you. Like, you're just you,
Thank
and
you.
I
It's
love that.
important. Black media. Thank you. Black media is important. Black people in media and black storytellers are important. And it's always important that when we share the space that we remind the talent who look like us to keep coming back and supporting us because, you know, we need the support to continue to stand on each other's shoulders. So I appreciate you for having me.
Hey man, thank you.
Thank you.
Next time you're in Atlanta, we got a bottle of Tito's waiting on you.
It's my favorite liquor. I'll be there.
Hey, what's up, with Jason Lee kicking it with the homie?
Appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Of
you.
course, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. All right.